All right, welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Tuesday, June 21st, and there's a lot to talk about because last week was the worst week for stocks since the pandemic crash in 2020. Last week, also, the Fed raised interest rates by 0.75%, the highest in 28 years. And Fed Chief Powell vows to return inflation to 2%, but the Fed also lowers its economic outlook, and this is where it was carnage in the markets. Also, not only stocks, but Bitcoin falls below 20,000. Crude oil drops below 110. And there was travel chaos this weekend. More than 19,000 flights were canceled or delayed. So there's a lot going on. We'll take a look at this. Plus, we'll show you our current positions and our plan for this week. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together, we have more than 48 years of trading experience, and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, if this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, before we get started, Mark, you did a stock market update on Friday without me. And I think you did something super, super sneaky. And I want to show
really?
You why. Yeah. Let me show you. So you see, this is our YouTube back end here, where you see when we are doing our stock market updates, right? And you see we were getting around a little bit over 3,000 views, something like this. And if you look at the likes, you see we're getting around just shy of 200 likes, something like this. Sometimes a little bit more, but usually it's around 170 to 190 likes. Now, look at this. Mark does it and gets 368 likes. What did you do? Did you bribe people? And did you say, if you hit like, I don't know, I will sing?
Yeah, I said that if I get 300 likes, you'd buy me a Mac. No. But I did say like the video because we like to compete and all that. And then I realized that could backfire because if I start getting more likes, then you probably say, you know what? The stock market updates are for you. But I enjoyed doing it with you. I kind of wanted to walk that back a little bit.
But hey, good. So by the way, so I'll do the same. If you like the video, click on like. Okay.
We'll be bored today so Marcus doesn't hand it over to me.
Okay. Let's take a look at the markets. I mean, we just said it. I mean, last week was just brutal. I mean, the S&P down. I mean, this on Friday we had a little bit of a bounce, but I mean, look at this, a bounce of 0.22%. That's nothing. It was just a brutal week.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't even count an 8-point move in the S&P when for the week I think we were down 226. Just a nasty week. The Nasdaq on Friday had a little bit of a bounce, but I mean, even the Nasdaq got down almost 5% for the week. So just a rough week with the Fed and inflation being the driver.
Yeah, that's definitely. And this is where we also had the VIX jumping above 30 again. We have been trading here as low as 24, but this is where the uncertainty was back in the markets. But you see how jumpy the VIX is, the fear gauge of the market. I mean, this is where traders say, we don't even know what's happening here, what's going on. And this is where, yes, we will talk about recession. Is the recession coming? This is the big fear right now. How will interest rates impact it? Because the Fed actually wants the economy to cool down, right? So that inflation doesn't overheat. But the point is, okay, will they still do the soft landing? And this is where I saw this morning, let me just bring it up. I believe it was, there's an 85% chance of a recession based on the stock market price action right now. So JP Morgan analysts said that markets are pricing in 85% chance of a recession here. And this is what we are seeing right now.
And I believe it. And I guess if things start to look a little more rosy, that could be a good thing. If right now the S&P being down in bear market territory is pricing in a recession already, flip to the upside could happen. But I mean, gosh, it's just tough right now with this inflation story. It really is.
Yeah, and we also have the housing prices are likely to drop because mortgage rates are just shooting up like crazy. Let's take a look at the 10-year yield here, and I mean it is just super solid above three. We know that the 3% mark was kind of the line in the sand, and investors got super nervous once it got above three. But right now we are between 3.3 and 3.5 years, super solid at this point.
Yeah, and that Bloomberg article mentioned that U.S. house prices could fall 5% annually by the middle of next year as mortgage rates rise. I mean, gosh, Marcus, I the Fed talks about this soft landing, or talking heads talk about this soft landing with inflation and what the Fed's doing. I almost think that a 5% drop in the housing market would be a soft landing. I think it could be worse.
I agree. I agree. I agree. And I mean, this is where crude oil, I mean, that's where we need to keep an eye on crude oil because energy prices are just skyrocketing ever since we had the invasion of Russia there in Ukraine. I mean, it's looking a little bit better. So last week with the sell-off, we saw that crude oil prices were dipping below 110. I mean, still it's super high elevated levels, but before that, they were just creeping higher. In fact, let me just see if we bring in any moving averages here. So a 50-day moving average. And so on Friday, we dipped below the 50-day moving average. So can we stay there? That's definitely something that traders will keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I mean, just everything was down last week, from equities to, I mean, you see crude oil there, Bitcoin, which we could talk about too. I think crude oil really needs to get back down below 90 to really start helping the inflation picture. But down is good.
Yeah, so Bitcoin. I mean, let's talk about Bitcoin. Ethereum below 1,000 this weekend. Bitcoin dipping below 20,000. I mean, going as low as 17,800 or something like this. I mean, this was just carnage. And this was caused by a variety of things. I mean, first of all, Bitcoin prices have been sliding. I'm going to a weekly chart here. Basically, since November. I mean, together with the stock market, it was a risk-off environment. But then it got accelerated because we did have Celsius basically preventing users from withdrawing their cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, it's kind of been the perfect storm for Bitcoin and crypto, with technical reasons to be a seller, but that really scared investors and traders in Bitcoin. And I'll be honest, it's one thing that scared me back in, gosh, the first dip where we saw Bitcoin run up to 20,000 and then get cut in half. I remember at the time I had closed some Bitcoin that I had. I didn't have a large position, but Coinbase basically did the same thing. When you had panic selling and Bitcoin was just plummeting, I pulled up Coinbase just to get a quote, and it said, "We're sorry, we cannot do any transactions at this time." And that made me fearful of putting a ton of money in Bitcoin because if you can't trade, that's gonna, cripple your profits and just be awful. And that's what crypto traders were thinking when Celsius says, "Hey, we're sorry, you might have money, but good luck."
Yeah, and this is where let us see. We had that. So we had ProShares are actually launching a short Bitcoin ETF this week. So this is where you can betting on falling markets. I mean, we have these inverse ETFs in the stock market already, and this is where ProShares, which is one of the larger ETFs providers here, they're launching a Bitcoin an ETF where you can short Bitcoin. So the ETF will go higher as Bitcoin goes lower. So I thought this was interesting.
That is, we'll see if that has another impact on cryptos.
All right. So let's see what else. We read the travel chaos this weekend. Let's take a look at airlines really quick. So they're bouncing back this morning. I mean, American Airlines up 2%, United Airlines also up 2.5%. That's really surprising after a weekend like this. 19,000 flights were canceled or delayed. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. Do you know who was hit the hardest out of the airlines? I don't know.
Usually in the past, it was Delta. Delta was always hit the hardest. Let's bring up Delta here, see how they're doing. No, same deal here. Same deal
here. And it was the most popular, Friday was the most popular air day of travel of the year. Yeah. Interesting. So
interesting, right? I mean, okay. Anyhow, let's see. Let's actually take a look at our positions here. So we both had BDX where we sold puts, the 235 expiring last Friday for 49% annualized. And this expired worthless. So nothing to do there. I can remove it here from the watch list. We don't need that. So, but that's the position that I'm in. I got assigned at 54. And right now in pre-market trading, looks pretty good. We're scratching 52. So let's see what Bud does today. I'm looking to sell calls against that today. And as you can see, it has been dragged down here overall with the market. Let me just get rid of the volume. But I'm still very happy with this position here. And I'm trying to sell calls against this. So then I have NVIDIA. NVIDIA also up higher this morning. Probably not enough to sell some calls, but we found some solid support, so it might take a few days that I will be able to sell calls, assigned at 185. And you are in AMD, right? Yep. AMD, you're in it at 104, so very similar situation here for you.
Yeah, last week wasn't kind to AMD and NVIDIA.
Yeah, I mean, these are growth stocks, and I mean, they're just moving with the NASDAQ. I mean, they are heavily influencing the NASDAQ, or the other way around. When the NASDAQ plummets, they do. Then I have TPR. TPR is really hanging in there, also up in pre-market trading, assigned at 37. Let's see, probably not right in the open, but maybe later this week, I'll be able to sell some calls here, and then I had Visa, sold the 185 puts expiring last Friday for 62% annualized. They expired worthless. So this is where right now I'm also don't have Visa anymore. Now you had two other positions. You had MasterCard, right? MA. Yep. Or, and what did you sell there?
315.
The 315. Okay, so this is where you are assigned. So you're looking to sell calls this morning against MasterCard.
Yeah, should be great premium there with the move pre-market. We're trading at 315.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great. And then you also traded Marriott. So Marriott, yep. What was your strike price there?
152.50.
152.50. Okay, so also a side there as well. See if you can sell calls against this position here this morning, but should be good. Should be good. Looking at the economic calendar, this week, pretty light. However, we have Powell speaking again. Powell is testifying in front of the Senate, right? And obviously has to say there's a bank test stress, there's a Powell testifying again. So this might be a bigger one. We want to hear, okay, what is Powell planning here? What is going on?
Yeah, and that's Wednesday and Thursday. So once, I think before Senate and then Congress. Yeah.
Both so this is pretty light, not a whole lot going on. We have a few Fed members speaking. So we have Fed member Mester speaking today. Then we have Fed member Bullard speaking. But I mean, not a whole lot. I mean, pretty much all reports are here yellow flagged and orange flagged. So nothing that is really massively moving the markets.
But the markets could still move.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a look at the pre-market action here in the NASDAQ. I mean, the NASDAQ are pretty solid here, pointing to a 1.6% opening. I'm looking at a 5-minute chart here. So going higher overnight, pulling back a little bit here in the early morning hours. This is pretty much the European session that we are looking at, but still looking at opening up 1.6%. Same with the E-mini S&P. Pointing to a higher opening, same at the Dow. And as I said, this will help our positions here so that we can sell calls against it. And so our plan for this week is, so I have a couple of empty slots in my portfolio. I will, of course, look to sell more puts here. But on a down day, on an up day, and it seems that we might have an up day today, This is where we are looking to sell calls. And that's what we'll do as we head into the open. Speaking of the open, we got to head over to trade with our masterminds here at the open. And it'll be fun. It should be a really, really good trading day. Lots of action here in the open.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Now, if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos. And hey, hit like if you like this video. And we will see you again tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.